Do you want to learn effective ways to build relationships, generate sales, and grow your business from successful entrepreneurs, startups, and CEOs without listening to a long, long, long interview? If so, you've come to the right place. Gresham Harkness values your time and is ready to share with you precisely the information you're in search of. This is the I Am CEO Podcast.
Hello, hello, hello. This is Gresh from the I Am CEO Podcast, and I have a very special guest on the show today. I have Randall Garcia of the Millennial Leadership Show and Lead at Home, Win at Life. Randall, it's awesome to have you on the show.
Hey, man, I'm so excited. Like, we're basically brothers after we did the pre-show interview. So I'm so excited to finally be on the show with you. So
yeah, me too. Me too. We're basically twins. So, but even though we're still twins, I'm still going to read your bio so just so that everybody else can know all the awesome things that you're doing. And Randall is the podcast host for Lead at Home, Win at Life, a podcast that helps leaders in the home prioritize leadership and legacy at home. He is also the podcast host for the Millennial Leadership Show, helping give millennials the clarity and courage they need to succeed in work and in life. He has worked with over 500 business brands in 21 different countries in the past 7 years, doing work with both small businesses and multi-billion dollar corporations. He currently leads large-scale sales and marketing campaigns in the healthcare industry, specifically in senior healthcare, and has been named the number one sales broker in South Texas by United Healthcare, which is currently ranked number 4 on the Fortune 500. He is a community leader in San Antonio, Texas. He serves as the president on the board of directors for the San Antonio Council on Alcohol and Drug Awareness. And at 29 years old, he is the youngest nonprofit president for nonprofits bringing in over $3 million per year. Randall, are you ready to speak to the I Am CEO community?
I am. I think I have a lot to share in just a short amount of time. So let's get rolling.
Let's do it. So I wanted to start out by hearing a little bit more about your CEO story and what led you to start your business.
Yeah, you know, while I was still in college, I wanted to generate income. And so I read a lot of books and I'm like, okay, how do I start a business? All I know is I want to start one, don't know where to start. So I ended up just creating a website, throwing some things on there. I was like decent with graphic design. So my business started as me doing like logo designs, graphic designs. Then it became website designs. Then it was full-scale marketing funnels. So it like really grew rapidly where I was helping businesses, you know, monetize their website. And that became pretty big. Like you said, I worked with over 500 business brands in just like a 5 to 7 year span. So it was great. And it all started in college and I'm still doing it, not as much as I am before, because now I have some just really large accounts that I'm managing and it's not helping as many businesses, just, you know, a few of the key ones. So if I were to speak to the I Am CEO audience, it's all about getting started, because you know what? I tested and adjusted and learned along the way. That was one key thing that I did, but it was also learning from the best. I invested in myself and I wanted to learn from the top digital marketers. So in whatever space you're in, wherever your story starts, you know, number one, learn from the best and then just get started. Just get started and be flexible to move and to roll with the punches. I think, you know, and then, you know, with persistence, you're going to get there.
That makes perfect sense. And it's kind of great to hear like all the awesome things. Obviously, you've been rocking and rolling and accomplishing a lot. So I wanted to drill down a little bit and hear, I guess, a little bit more about how you kind of help serve the clients that you work with, whether it be for the Millennial Leadership Show or the podcast that you have. Just how do you help serve the clients?
Yeah. And so like, you know, one of the things, one of the reasons why I started the Millennial Leadership Show first was, you know, I actually had a healthy anger towards the stereotypes of the millennial generation. So I know if you've heard of like millennial stereotypes that like we're delusional, we're lazy, entitled. I had a healthy anger. And one day I remember, and the funny thing is we have a very similar story, but I had torn my Achilles playing basketball and I was out for weeks. And so what I did there at home was I literally created the Millennial Leadership brand, the website. And then a few months later, I started a podcast because that whole time I was angry. Like, I'm not that millennial. I'm not lazy or entitled. So I said, I bet you there's a whole bunch of millennials out there too that would agree with me and that would probably want to be part of, you know, being a millennial leader, like the top portion of millennials. So it was good.
Yeah. Yeah, no, that's awesome. And I know we definitely offline, I don't know if we bonded or cried over tearing our Achilles, because that's definitely a painful industry. Yeah. But it just in true entrepreneurial form, you know, you have an idea or have an issue with something, and then you actually create something to tackle that issue. So I definitely, you know, appreciate you for doing that to reframe what it means to be a millennial.
The cool thing is why he's saying we're brothers is because you tore your Achilles and then started your website, right? Isn't that right?
My blogs. Mm-hmm. Exactly. I was angry as well. But more at my Achilles than anything else.
If the audience is taking notes, they can write down step number one, tear your Achilles. Step number two, start a business.
There you go. You will not find that in any MBA courses, but that's been proven by both of us. So now I wanted to ask you for what I call your secret sauce. And this is what you feel kind of distinguishes you or sets you apart.
Well, you know, I'd actually do a lot of things. That intro that you gave me, that bio, it always is kind of overwhelming. It's like people are like, Randall, what do you do? And, you know, I do a lot of things. I've always been self-employed. So I'm in insurance sales in the senior healthcare market, and I do my digital marketing agency. I'm a podcaster, and I serve my community by being one of the youngest board presidents in Texas. So it's been great, and people get confused on what I do. So here's the thing. If you're an entrepreneur, or maybe you're not an entrepreneur, you're in your company, you're basically operating like your own business inside that company that you work for. But wherever you may be, I have a formula. It's called the Greater Day Formula. And so this is my secret sauce, and I can kind of take you through it. I don't know if we probably have enough time. This Greater Day Formula basically combines like gratitude journals, affirmation journals, a regular journal. It's a goal setting mechanism and a whole bunch of other things. And, you know, I don't know, do I have time to get into this real quick?
Yeah, absolutely. I was actually going to ask you for a CEO hack, and that might actually be a great CEO hack for us.
And you know what? I think the secret sauce and the CEO hack are kind of synonymous. So like they kind of do this. So my formula, the Greater Day Formula, is really helps me live a well-balanced life and with maximum impact. That my tagline, my motto is live with balance and lead with impact. So when we talk about balance, I think, you know, spiritual, emotional, intellectual, physical health, like all of those things that I need for me to be successful and to make sure that I'm doing me so that I can go and help others. So this Greater Day Formula is a well-balanced formula that I created. So you can take any journal. You don't have to have a fancy journal, and you just write the word greater down your page, right? So vertically, G stands for gratitude. So I usually write one sentence to two sentences on, you know, thanking God for a new day or for my wife, or my kids, my job. So that's gratitude. I do some reading. That's R. And I write down what I read. E is exercise. So I write down exactly what I did to exercise. Most of the time it's physical, but on my days off, I do some like mental exercises. A is affirmation. So I keep a 1 to 2 sentence affirmation journal within this formula. T is top three. So I set my top three goals for the day. And that's basically my morning routine, which spells out the word great. And in the evening, I can make a great day greater by adding the ER. So at the end of the day, I do my end of day wins, and I celebrate, what did I do right today? What did I win? What caused me to win my day today? And it helps me go to sleep feeling like a winner. And then I wake up, guess what? Feeling like a winner because of the way I ended my day. And then R is reflection. So this is where I ask myself, what do I learn? What did I learn, you know, today? And it might be the simplest things. It might be the smallest things, but to reflect back on your day and to try to get nuggets of wisdom, things that you might have not noticed otherwise, has actually been crucial in my self-development. I think reflection is huge. So that's the Greater Day Formula in a nutshell. And, you know, you can actually go download it at www.greaterdayformula.com. So you can take that and print it out, and then you can go grab your journal and do whatever you want with it. But to live with balance and lead with impact, that's my CEO hack / secret sauce. So
I love that. And it's funny because, you know, we talked a little bit offline, and then when I heard it, I was like, wow, that's awesome. Because a lot of times you hear that, you know, you want to make sure you practice gratitude. You want to make sure that you reflect on your day and do all those things. But there, I haven't heard, you know, like a organized way by which, you know, to make a day great. But I love that acronym, and I love how you break it down.
It's cool because like it's balanced. Like you take the gratitude. To me, I thank God. So that's spiritual, right? And then you have emotional when you do affirmations. You have physical when you do exercise. You have intellectual when you do reading. You have the goal setting mechanism. You have the reflection where you're journaling. It's pretty much for me, I know I hype it up because I created it, but it's like an all-in-one solution. I've tried gratitude journaling, affirmation journaling, prayer journaling, just journaling. And this is kind of like my way to do all of it, but like real quick snippets. So I get to do all of it. So
yeah, absolutely love it. It's kind of like the Walmart.
Yeah, man. Totally changed. Yeah, for sure. Yeah, it's totally changed my routine, my day, the way I start my day, the way I end my day. And, you know, I've actually shared this with a lot of people and they say the same thing. They're like, this is amazing. Everyone has their own different solution, but this combines the best of everything that I've heard of. So I'm like, well, great. Use it. It's free. Go to greaterdayformula.com and download it so you can. And there's a lot of information on why all of these things are important. So I think it would be beneficial for your audience.
Absolutely. So make sure, I mean, we'll have the link in the show notes so that you can go through and download that. So now I wanted to ask you for what I call a CEO nugget. And this is basically a word of wisdom or piece of advice. It might be, you know, anything additional on the Greater Day Journal you want to talk about. But if you can hop into a time machine and talk to your younger business self, what would you say?
Get started sooner. I think there was a couple years there and, you know, I feel like I lost some years of learning through trial and error. I would say get started sooner. So if you haven't started, what's that saying or that quote is like, when's the best day to plant a tree? Or when's the second best day? The first best day is like 20 years ago. The second best day is today, right? Mm-hmm. So I feel the same way. I would have started sooner if I knew then what I knew now, I would have totally started sooner. So that's what I would say. You know, you can strategize too much. You can be like, aim, fire. But, you know, a lot of times it's just contemplation and it's really keeping you back from learning through the whole experience of being an entrepreneur or a CEO. So I would say get started ASAP if you haven't already.
I love that. Yeah, it's a great reminder because sometimes you can let fear, you know, take over you and you think that there's a perfect time to do anything and there's really usually not. And you just want to go ahead and get started now. So I think that's an incredible CEO nugget. And now I wanted to ask you for my favorite question, which is the definition for what it means to be a CEO. And we're hoping to have different quote unquote CEOs on the show. So Randall, I wanted to ask you, what does being a CEO mean to you?
To me, being a CEO is you are the chief executive officer of your life. Okay. So you don't actually have to have the CEO title. You don't have to be a chief executive of a business. If you're an entrepreneur, you know, you don't have to call yourself a CEO, but you are a CEO. Everyone is a CEO. So what it means to me is that someone is taking ownership. And if you're applying it to your own life, you're taking ownership of your life and you're operating yourself kind of like a business, right? Like whether you work for a corporation, every day that you show up, you know that you're a business, that you have connections to make, that you have your quotas to meet, that you have goals to accomplish. And if you operate your life like a CEO, you know, you're going to have you're going to cast vision on where you're going to go, kind of like businesses do, right? They have that vision statement that shows where the business is going. If you're a CEO and you're acting like it for your own life, you're going to cast that vision on your life and then take those steps in order to reach your biggest goals in life. So I feel like being a CEO is just taking ownership of your life, casting that vision, and then taking steps to accomplish those big things. So that's what it means to me.
Absolutely. And I love that definition and that reminder that, you know, whether you're running a company or you're just getting up every day, you know, doing your thing, you are in charge of like how you want your vision to be for your life. So you are in fact a CEO. So I think that's a great reminder.
Exactly. Yeah. And I kind of say something different. I tell it's the same concept with different words. I have 10 people on one of my teams and I tell them when I encourage them, I say, you are your own brand. Mm-hmm. So same difference, right? Like same, You are the CEO of your own life. You are your own brand. So it's a great thing to encourage people take ownership, right? It's what it means to me.
Absolutely. So Randall, I truly appreciate you for taking some time out of your schedule. What I wanted to do was pass you the mic, so to speak, just to see if there's anything additional you want to let our readers and our listeners know, how they can listen to your podcast, get a hold of you, and then just any additional information you might have.
Yeah, definitely. You can search me on Google Play, iTunes, pretty much any of the podcast apps. The Millennial Leadership Show is where I'm a host. And I also have another podcast called Lead at Home, Win at Life. And they're both different audiences. The Millennial Leadership Show is basically for obviously millennial leaders. And then Lead at Home, this, what I do with Lead at Home is I help parents, really parents or married couples, I help them think leadership in the home first before they start leading, thinking about leading organizations, because everything starts within the person themselves. And then the next layer of that is your family. Like what happens at home? Who you're leading at home, to me, is much more important than who you're leading at work. So it's not necessarily that work is not important. It is, right? But making sure that those priorities align. So you can search the Millennial Leadership Show or Lead at Home, Win at Life on iTunes. You can connect with me at randallsgarcia.com. Or you can download that Greater Day Formula at greaterdayformula.com. Either way, you're going to be pointed right back to my page. You can follow me on social media, Randall S. Garcia. So I think you're going to put that in the show notes so people can click or add on over.
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah, you can search for it or you can definitely go in the show notes and you can click right through. So Randall, again, I appreciate you for being awesome and all the great things that you're doing, rocking and rolling. So I hope you have a phenomenal rest of the day.
Awesome. Thank you, man. Appreciate it.
Thank you for listening to the I Am CEO podcast powered by Blue 16 Media. Tune in next time and visit us at imceo.co. I Am CEO is not just a phrase, it's a community. Be sure to follow us on social media and subscribe to our podcast on iTunes, Google Play, and everywhere you listen to podcasts. Subscribe and leave us a 5-star rating. Grab CEO gear at www.ceogear.co. This has been the I Am CEO podcast with Gresham Harkless. Thank you for listening.